Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Bain. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The first baseman, Ossie Orwol. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ossie Orwol is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwol hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orwol moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orwol scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller scores. Haas moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harville. Quinn reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Boley goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quinn moves to third. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luther Harvill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harvill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orwell moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Orwell moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Orwell scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to get to second. Haas throws the ball into Boley who tags Sewell for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Grant moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Langford. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Orwell reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. It's 9-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Orwell moves to third. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan bunts in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 10-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Haas moves to second. One out. It's 11-0, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Len scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 1 in the game. Harville strikes out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Dorman pinch hits for George Grant. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Dorman reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Mel Harder now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Len scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt French now playing left field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 2 in the game. Harville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Bruce Caldwell now playing right field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp throws to second for one, and Lind throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Orwell moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Orwell moves to third. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orwell scores. It's 12 to nothing, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Caldwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Langford moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Langford scores. Montague moves to third. It's 12-1, Athletics. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montague tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-2, Athletics. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 12-4, Athletics. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harville moves to second. George Burns pinch hits for Mel Harder. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Underhill now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boley for the out. Haas moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-4 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.